This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. What can you get up to this weekend? Well, luckily, we've got Hayley's pick of the week.
It nearly is the weekend, but I don't know what's on. Luckily, here's Hayley to tell us all what's on. Pick of the week. A 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 pick of the week.
Is that hey! Peter Coombs? All right, guys. This weekend, it's Womb Adelaide.
Yes! The greatest festival in the world.
It actually is. It's not just for hippies either. They want you to know that. Oh, it's for everybody.
All right.
Beautiful world music. There's so much going on. I've got three amazing things and reasons why you have to go. One for you, Shane Lowe.
Yes, what?
Food.
Yeah, the Global Village.
Okay, good.
You love, oh, love food,
oh,
don't
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere outdoor you can get food.
Yeah, yeah, global food.
I love global food.
Uh-huh.
I love global food.
So get amongst the global food. Dylan, this is for you. One
yes.
Made.
Yes.
So it's their markets that is yes. like these local design markets with homewares and jewellery and instruments.
Oh, djembes.
Oh, dream catchers, mud drums.
Mud drums.
Dream catchers.
Do they have those?
Yes.
Yes.
They do. They always have dream catchers.
Always dream catchers.
Catch me.
And the third thing is it's new this year as well, is a kids zone where they've got like play school presenters. Mem Fox is there. They're doing story time and nature village. So get your family.
Oh.
Yes.
Get to Womb Adelaide. It's such an amazing weekend.
Some of my favourite artists are performing there this year as well. The Specials are playing. One of my favourite all-time bands.
Oh, yeah, the Wastes are playing too.
Oh, AB Original are playing as well. Massive lineup. Get on down.
That's
the best festival in the world.
That's my
it's the best festival.
Okay.
I said it's the best festival in the world. It nearly is the weekend, but I don't know what's on. Luckily, that was Hayley, and she told us all what's on. A pick of the week. A pick of the week. Hey, hey, a pick of the week. A pick of the week. A pick of the week. Hey, hey. Woo-la-la-la-la. Hayley.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Let's talk Ruby Rose, guys. Story's coming out. It's been leaked to the press that she was at her friend's restaurant, Neil Perry, and was served a cockroach, right? It seems pretty bad if that's on your plate.
It does. Well, it does. But she didn't want that story leaked. She's
no.
That is her friend's restaurant.
Yeah.
And so she's been sending him flowers and stuff saying, sorry, it leaked because a famous publicist put the story out there just to try and get more publicity, which is his job.
Yeah.
But she didn't want the story to be leaked.
Now, she didn't eat the cockroach, guys. It was pushed off the plate. But that would be a bad thing to eat. The question we want to know, what's the worst thing you've ever eaten? Like, ever eaten? We would love to know. Dylan Lewis?
What?
What's the worst thing you've ever eaten?
I mean, it's... It's not the worst to some other people because many countries that I've been to, some things that are eaten are quite a normal thing to eat there. But to me,
yeah,
you know, I've eaten some things that to me, with my world, they weren't good. They were bad. Frog's legs.
Yeah, gross.
You know.
What do they taste like? I've never had them.
Chicken.
Yeah.
At the time, I was a kid and it was in Indonesia and I just thought, I'm going to be quite exotic and have this dish on the menu.
Yeah.
And then in retrospect, it's like, no, I ate the legs of frogs. What do they do with the rest of the frog? Like, what a waste.
Yeah. Yeah, I've
what
never
happens?
Thought about that. I don't know.
What happens to the rest of the frog?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Raw mince, that's a delicacy.
Yeah.
So what is it, steak tartare?
Yes, the tartare.
No.
Yeah,
I ordered that thinking it would be a steak with a seafood sauce. Turns out to be just the laziest meal ever prepared, with a raw egg bloody put in the middle of it. No.
13-24-10, what is...
I was in Amsterdam.
For sure.
I was hungry, I just ate it anyway. Which did you grubs?
Okay, good.
Wow. Kangaroo tail.
Why did you eat the kangaroo tail?
Well, it was made into a soup.
No, I don't like that.
No, that just tastes like beef. Well, 13-24-10, what's the worst thing you've ever eaten? Cheers.
Claire's on the phone. She has a story for us. Claire, what happened?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Claire.
I decided to have a little snack on the way into school one day. I was on my pee plate and looked down thinking this is a bit stale. Muesli bar, and it was moving in the packet.
Oh,
and I had a look, it was a weevil.
Oh.
And what do they taste like?
Oh, fantastic. Bit of protein.
Yeah, a bit of protein.
Okay.
Just tastes like, guys. Well, tastes like chicken.
Okay.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Anyone else eat weevils? 13-24-10. What is the worst thing you've ever eaten?
Anya.
Anya, yes.
Ah, sail away, sail away. That's Enya. No, that's Enya. What's the worst thing you've eaten?
An egg that was 100 years old.
Ooh, lovely. Right. Why?
Lovely.
Why did you eat that?
Why? Okay, I lived in Poland at the time, and my dad was invited to a Chinese embassy, and they served, it looked like dark
sort of funny looking mess, and it was sort of sweetish in taste, and apparently it was like delicacy that was in China was passed on from one generation to the next, and it was really expensive. And they bury the eggs, and they have to stay in the ground for around 100 years. So basically they are rotten, but not in a way that will affect your health. And it was sort of sweet and quite nice, actually.
Oh, okay. I imagine your breath would be amazing after that as well. Thank you for that. Jack's on the phone.
That's intriguing.
Jack, what's the worst thing you've eaten?
Hey, guys, worst thing I've eaten is probably a moth. Down at Marion Bay.
Did you mean to eat it?
Yeah, I did mean to eat it. I had a $10 bet with my dad's mate to eat it.
That is the best story, Jack. Do more stuff like that and tell us.
No!
All right?
No, don't do that.
Never have a bet for eating moths.
Don't do that.
George is on the phone. George, what's the worst thing you've ever eaten?
I was in Cambodia and ate tarantula.
Oh, yummy.
What's the consistency of that?
Well, it was disgusting because you have the legs, which are like real crunchy, and then you've got the body, which is nice and gooey, and they've got this mixture of crunchiness and gooey all in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Like a lint chocolate. That sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you for sharing that, Georgia. Thanks, everybody.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Happy Friday, it's Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. It's time, guys, to get our famous quiz going.
It's Quizmas time.
So call 13 24 10. You can win a prize at the end.
It's Quizmas time. Sure is. I am Quizmaster this morning. It's Dylan Lewis versus Hayley Pearson. Emma would like Dylan Lewis to represent her in the quiz.
You're welcome.
Benjamin's rang through. Hayley, he wants you to represent the quiz
Benno.
This morning. So please don't let any of them down, guys. I, of course, am Quizmaster this morning. And yes, we know Dylan Lewis is in the play, guys. Let's play his theme music. Here it is, guys.
Dylan. It's Dylan. Yeah. Dylan.
Yep. And also into play, Hayley Pearson's here too, guys.
Say hello to your friends. Babysitter's Club.
Okay, guys. Let's get into it. Here we go, guys.
What is the theme?
Adele.
Oh, yeah.
These are all Adele-based questions. She's here Monday night, of course. The winner of the quiz will get Adele tickets. It's all just fitting, guys. Jesse Buzzers, please.
Hey.
Dylan.
Oh, nice. Question one in the Adele theme quiz. Adele went to school with Jesse J.
Oh.
Which TV?
Hayley. Oh, no. Why did I say my name? I didn't mean to say it out loud. Which TV show was she on? It was Graham Norton.
The rest of the question is...
The Voice. Cheers.
Okay, yes, that's right.
Cheers, guys.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, Graham Norton.
I just saw an episode with her on it.
Well, she was a guest on it. That doesn't count for anything. That's fantastic.
Next question in an Adele-themed quiz, guys. Adele won an Oscar for her song Skyfall.
Hayley, it's from a James Bond movie.
Correct.
Yes.
What? Question three.
Thank you.
Which Adele song had the lyric, "We could have had it all"?
Hayley.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
No.
Dylan.
What is it?
Dylan.
Am I hearing typing?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Rolling in the Deep.
Is the right answer.
He's back. And he's better than ever.
I'm Googling Adele.
Dylan.
Next question, guys. Adele was born in 1988. The same day as Stephanie Wright. Which sport?
Dylan.
That was Hayley.
Go to the tape.
I think it was Dylan.
Thank you.
Swimming. Go to the tapes.
Swimming. Cheers.
This is the right answer.
Woo! Sisters.
This is the worst quiz ever.
Sisters.
This is the last question. This is the final question. You just won.
Winner.
Dylan Lewis just won the quiz.
What?
I don't know what's happening. He's on the rebound. He's doing
well.
We're
going back to those tapes. I said Hayley before Dylan.
We'll check the tapes.
Okay.
All right.
Go and check him, and I want my music.
Notch it up. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Give me my music. I won.
Silly Sharp song.
I'll give you your stupid. You're winning music, mate. Here you go, Dylan Lewis. This one's for you, mate.
Woo!
Quiz is back Monday, guys.
Is that it?
Get around it.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
I love talking about the Queen.
I know. It's your favourite thing to talk about.
So she's been doing the rounds, doing her official business, and she met a little toddler whose job it was to give her a posy, some flowers, and right at that moment when the Queen was coming, he decided it was time to have a tantrum. Mm.
In his little suit, having a tanty.
Like the most important day of his and his parents' lives, and he tantrumed.
Yeah, didn't want anyone.
And then after the Queen left, he cheered up again. That's what toddlers do. They tantrum at the worst time about the worst, dumbest things in the world. Yeah. We'd love you to get involved on 13 24 10. Do you know a toddler or a kid who's had a tantrum? And was it a funny one? Was it in a funny place? Was it about something funny, like, you know, like what my kid did the other day when he had a big tantrum about not wanting to support the same team as his grandpa? I don't want to go for St Kilda. I want to go for the Bulldogs. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, I don't know where he pulled that from, but he's decided. I love this story so much. I mean, the Queen, he's never going to live that down.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guy who had a tantrum in front of the Queen when he was a toddler.
Yeah, she didn't really do much. She kind of stood there and just kind of
watched. She looked unimpressed.
Yeah, she was unimpressed. She's like, I'm the Queen.
I don't have time for this.
All right, well, let's talk. Yeah, let's talk kid tantrums, guys. Tell us all about it. We want some of the best ones. If you've got a story, ring through. Talia.
How funny was it?
Talia's ring through, 13, 24, 10. Talia.
Or mortifying.
Talia, tell us about the tantrum that you've experienced.
Okay. So just a month ago, I had my second child.
Congratulations.
Cesarean. And so I brought my daughter in, like my partner brought my daughter in, walked in with her, and she just looked at me and frowned and tucked herself back, started bawling her eyes out, headbutting the floor, you name it. And I was like, oh, that's a lovely way to greet your sister.
So
she's okay with her now. She is very jealous, but I've got it all on video and everything.
He thinks
the world.
Oh, good. 18th birthday party.
Yes, exactly. Right. Thank you, Talia.
Luke also got a story for us. Luke, hi.
Howdy, how you going?
Good, Luke.
What happened, Luke?
Well, I was at the supermarket and my two-year-old, little girl, Savannah. She we were in the chocolate aisle and she really wanted this chocolate bar and she's kicking and screaming and she lays down on the floor, so I just walk off. And I walk around to the next aisle and I'm peeking through and starts freaking out. And, she's kicking and screaming. And then next minute she just wanted me. And then I come back around the corner and she come running up to me and gave me a hug and that. And, she totally forgot about the chocolate bar.
Oh, boy.
That's a good method of dealing with it, isn't it, Luke?
Yeah, well, that's right. I do the old reverse psychology.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Thanks, Luke.
Oh, those lolly aisles. Because I have to go down there to get my lollies, but the kids aren't allowed to go, and they're not allowed to look. They're not allowed to have any lollies. But Daddy buys lots of chocolate bars for himself.
And he stashes them up high where the kids can't get to them.
I do, above the coffee machine.
Sarah, hi.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Sarah.
What happened?
Well, when I was in the UK, me and my girlfriend went shopping, as you do, and she brought her little girl with her, and she was only about 4. Anyway, we went into River Island and, looking at the clothes as you do, and all of a sudden, she was getting a bit bored, hanging behind. Then she turned into Exorcist Child. She launched herself onto the floor, screaming, arms flailing, screaming, and everyone's starting to look at her. And then we're like, oh, geez, we've got to get this child out of here. So, trying to sort of press gang her out of the shop, and she's still screaming, everyone's looking at us, we're doing the whole walk of shame, and then we sort of get to the edge of the shop, and then she does a bolt into the shopping centre. Event we couldn't find her anywhere.
Oh,
we have to call centre management and try to find her. It was so embarrassing. I nearly died.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm
sure that you did find her eventually, right?
Yes, we did, and
she's
calmed down by then.
Okay. That was a happy ending.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova, guys. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's time for another one.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
Wondering what to do with your bread tag? Don't worry, I've got a solution for you that will help you with finding the end of the sticky tape. Just stick your bread tag to the end of the sticky tape next time you use it. Next time you go to use your sticky tape, you'll be able to find the end because there's a bread tag on it. Cheers.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
That's actually really good.
I actually do it in my house.
And you can put it on the end of a Haviana thong if your thong's broken.
I know, but that's two life hacks. We only do one life hack.
Wouldn't you get like stale bread?
No, but you do it once you've finished your bread.
Oh, I got yeah, yeah.
That's and cool. You can also use it for a guitar pick, but that's another story.
Huh, three life hacks. Woo!
Thanks, Dylan Lewis.
That's all right.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page. Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson's weekly wrap.
Here we are again, another huge week. It kicked off with a Ninja Turtle chat.
How can you hate the Ninja Turtle?
I don't like artist names being used in that context.
When you say they don't like stealing people's names, who's called Raphael? Who's the famous person called Raphael?
The artist.
I've never heard of Raphael.
I'm not surprised you haven't.
Crazy phobias.
Jason, what are you afraid of?
It's my daughter, actually. She's afraid of cheese.
No!
Greatest, good one.
Her brother and I, we'd grab cheese slices and chase it through the house just for something to do.
Oh,
you're a good dad, Jason.
That's nice.
Some amazing fringe performers dropped by. First, Sam Simmons.
Like, sometimes I forget I got a baby as well. Like, I'll just be walking around and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm a father.
Yeah.
I've
weird,
thought more. I thought more about what happened to Froosh than my child.
Then Will Anderson. He said it's a tumour, not cancer. They were the words. It's only five words. Just flip it.
Oh, my God.
Not cancer. It's a tumour. That's the way. It doesn't matter, even though you think you're going to die, because you're a comedian. When someone says, it's a tumour, in your head, it's like, it's not a tumour. Like,
it
it's
is.
Just there.
There it is.
Dylan sang a duet with Ed Sheeran.
Me and Ed Sheeran, we both do pretty crazy sometimes with our friendship. This is a video on Facebook of Ed Sheeran and Dylan Lewis singing together. It's an app.
I downloaded the app yesterday.
It's an app.
My wife believed me.
Another huge week for the quiz.
Yes.
No, did you just win?
That's correct.
Ah!
This is an outrage.
Dylan won.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Cheers, I won.
No!
Nikki, you're off to see Adele.
Excellent!
The big discussions.
Who gets the coleslaw anyway? Is your sentence that you tried to say?
Coleslaw.
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 Oh, I hate you.
What are you doing?
Pollen was in the air.
It's been warned that we've got extreme pollen today.
Love that.
Just be careful. Get your Zyrtex.
Hay fever sucks.
Yeah, I don't get hay fever.
No, same.
Sorry.
Dog accents.
There's a lovely picture of a dog drinking with a straw.
Classic.
That's so good. And the owner thinks he has an English accent. I always like to think what accent my dog would talk in.
Do you?
Yeah.
What accent do you think it
was? French, for some reason. Probably because it was a French bulldog. Yeah.
Dad fun facts.
Anonymous, good morning.
My fun fact is my biological dad is one of Australia's most wanted men.
Why is he wanted? What's he doing?
He's a con man.
So he's the guy you see building dodgy verandas for old people.
If only it was something simple.
Oh. Tara, dad fun fact?
My dad invited us to have a look back into our heritage. And as it turns out, we are related to a pirate called Black Bart Roberts, a.k.a. Barty Doo, who was renowned for stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Oh, like a Robin Hood pirate!
He was. So every National Pirate Day, it's all happening in our household.
Wait, hang on. There's a National Pirate Day?
Of course there is.
There is.
Okay.
There is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great fact.
That
That's amazing.
Is amazing.
Christina, hit us with it.
Hi. My dad can hypnotise chickens.
Done.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For International Women's Day, sister shout-outs.
Who are you doing a shout-out to, Bill?
My sister, because she's really awesome and she's really fun to be with and she's really sporty. And she has a great sense of humour.
Bill, you are just like, that makes me want to cry.
You're inspired.
So nice.
What's your sister's name, Bill?
Bridie.
Oh, Bill and Bridie. That
sisters
is so
doing it for themselves. And of course, the game on everyone's lips, Risk It.
Jazzy, $500 from Volect 2.
What?
I'll go that. Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, it's all yours. Well done.
Woo-hoo!
Jasmine, $500.
If you have chosen the envelope, you would have won $150.
Nice work, Jazzy.
Kayla has said no to my cash offer of $260. She's going with envelope 3. She's willing to risk it. Still happy with your choice, Kayla?
Yep.
Well, let's find out what's inside the envelope right now.
Kayla.
Yeah?
Inside this envelope... it's $900. Congratulations.
$900!
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Oh, God!
And that was Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson's Weekly Wrap.
Enjoy your Mad March long weekend.
For more Lewis Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.